Gir Hanoshe. Let's just learn for a few minutes the sugya of Gir Hanoshe. Gir Hanoshe, if I'm not mistaken, is the only mitzvah in the entire Torah that is not repeated again after Matan Torah. It stands out as one of a kind. It was given to Yaakov Avinu, Al Kein Lo Yoichu Lo Bnei Yisrael, Gir Hanoshe. Ashal Kaf Erech Ki Noga Begin Hanoshe. Pasuk says whatever, and all the other. All of the other mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah were given to the world. Okay, the Zayin mitzvahs, B'nei Noyach, Bris Mila. Anything that was given to Klal Yisrael before is mentioned again after Matan Torah. Uvayoyim Hashmini, Yimol B'sar Orlos. Bris Mila, 13 Krisos. Hashem was cut as Avraham, Avraham Bris Mila. Nevertheless, after Matan Torah, what does it say? It says Zayiba. It says Isha ki sazjiv yol zohar v'tam asher asyamim, and then it says v'yom hashmini yimol b'sar or losay. And the same thing is for all of the Torah, all of the Zion mitzvahs. The only exception is Gir Hanoshe. It's a very unique mitzvah. Now here's something. Now let's discuss something very interesting. The Rambam says. Well, the two Rambam. There's a halacha. Let's say you have an animal, and you shech the animal, and you remove the Gir Hanoshe, and it is less than the size of a kizayis. A small animal, and the whole section of the Gir Hanoshe is less than the size of a kizayis, and a person consumes the Gir Hanoshe. Is he chayiv malchus? So you would assume the iser of Gir Hanoshe is a din in achila. You're not allowed to eat. Al kein lo yoichlu. Pasuk says explicitly, Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael Gir Hanoshe. Do not eat. So, achila needs a kezayis. So, in a chanani, if you eat less than a kezayis, potter. There is no malchus. But let's say.
Eat more than a kezayis?
Sorry? Yes. On a large, on a Mayevsky, it seems it could be. It seems it could be.
Meat doesn't count.
No, it has to be just the Gir itself. Good question. What exactly? Now, by the way, today they don't do any Gir Hanoshe, remove Gir Hanoshe in America. And it's right on Mayevsky. It's not worth it. So I don't remember if I heard this directly.
The meat is not presentable after you take it out.
Right, so I don't remember if I heard this directly from Rabbi Belsky. I'm already forgetting, or I read this. Rabbi Belsky, I think I heard the Rabbi Belsky said is that today, if you were to remove the Gir Hanoshe immediately after Shechita, when the animal is still hot, all you need to do, Rabbi Belsky was probably the biggest expert in the world on Chelev, Gir Hanoshe, anatomy, the halachic anatomy of all the young kashrus of Trefus. He was a genius. Every year in Tarvadas, he used to dissect in front of us. Every year, a Ben Pakur and an animal would bring in these barrels. It was such a mess. The holy sheet was full of blood for weeks. He'd bring it to the klesh and he'd put on his apron and his gloves, and they would video him every year. And the whole klesh was full of blood and
they did the same
massive barrels.
With Rabbi Ben Chaim.
So he did this. I saw him do this a few times. And in other places, he did this, and he would dissect. Yeah. So he, if you would take out the Gir Hanoshe the moment after you do Shechita, the animal is hot.
Right.
All you need to do is you give a little tug on the Gir Hanoshe, and you pull it in a certain way, and the whole Gir Hanoshe comes out in one shot.
You have to be an artisan to cut properly.
No, you have to cut nothing. You don't have to cut nothing.
You got
to
make, yeah.
Maybe a teeny little cut.
Right.
The whole thing, you give a little nudge.
Most bushes, they give a slice, you know. That's what they do.
Immediately, you know, you can't wait. You give a little nudge, and you give a pull, the whole thing comes out in one shot.
Right.
You know how much money they can make? The whole piece of meat.
It's not stuck to the other meat. It's a gig.
It's a gig, and the whole thing comes out. What's the problem? The problem is that today everything is done. The shechita is done, chves is in Iowa. And then wherever it's done. And then they put on a truck, and they freeze it, and they hose it down until it gets to this place. In this place, they go and they do the nikro. In this place, they do this. By the time it gets to the butcher, we now would be able to take out the chelev and the gid, it's already a day or 2 days, it's already impossible. It's mamish impossible for you to take out the Gir Hanoshe in a natural way. And not take out the Gir Hanoshe because it freezes or because the chelev gets hard. Okay, that's how it is. Once the animal does, we don't even know. I think I don't know who says the average person doesn't know how good meat can taste. Mm. The meat that we eat today is a far cry of what it could taste like.
Right.
Because by the time it gets to our table, it's already been at least a week sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And then the best, even if you do without doing anything. Because from the time they do the sheet, until they transport, until they salt, until they process
the meat that's extracted on Saturday night after Shabbos, Sunday morning, doesn't get to Glatmark like a Wednesday morning.
You hear that? And then you're going to eat it on Shabbos.
You've got to hang it for 24 hours, otherwise it spoils fast. You got to let it hang refrigerated for 24 hours minimum.
If you would shech the animal and immediately eat the meat, you cannot imagine how delicious it would be. It would taste. And also, the salting is not the way it's supposed to be, way too much salt and this and that. It is not the way it was meant to be, the way what we have today. Gin Hanoshe is probably the way the greatest collateral damage of modern technology and the way we live in this world has been applied to the Gin Hanoshe. All you need to do is shech the animal while it's hot, warm. You give it a little cut here, a little nudge. The whole thing comes out in one shot. And that's it. You're done. You don't need a specialist to do a cut. Once you let it settle in and you let the meat get a little hard, and it's it. You can't get it out. You cannot get it out. The only way you can get it out is by butchering the whole piece of meat. And it's not worth it, right? It's not worth the time for the butcher to go cut, 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 cut. And what you're left over with is been brutalized, is been cut to smithereens.
The OU Kashrus has a week
seminar. Ask OU.
I was there at Alley Packing.
Right, I went
there. Rev Belsky, Shalazal, was there, and they demonstrated the decor.
Right. Now let's go back. That's the chela you can do afterwards, but you can't take out the gid. The gid hanosha can only be taken out immediately. If you don't take out the gid hanosha immediately, you're finished.
Right.
You're not going to be able to take it out.
The nikor
is the chela. Nikor is the forbidden fats. The forbidden fats. But the gid is a different subject. Now here's a very big chiddush. We'll come to the gid hanosha. Gid hanosha is the halacha that the Gidon Asha is a din of Alkem lo yoichlu b'nei shul Gidon Asha. So l'cha'ira, the din of Gidon Asha means you have to eat a kezayis. If you don't eat a kezayis, okay, so it's, you know, chatzi shir osam in a Torah, but there's no chiv malchus. However, there's an exception. The Rambam says the exception is that if the entire gid is less than the size of a kezayis, you're still chayiv for gid hanosha midin beria.
That's a beria.
And that itself is a tremendous chiddush. Because when you talk about the subject of beria, beria means the complete
organism.
You have a sheretz. The sheretz is not the size. The sheretz is not the size of the kezayis. The sheretz is a fraction of a kezayis. But because it's a beria, it's a dover sholem, yechayiv the loisa say of sheretz for eating even one sheretz. Because it's a dove. To say that a chelik of the animal is a beria, because this is an iser in itself, and this is the entire gid, tremendous chiddush.
Right.
It's not a beria. Just to say that because this is the complete gid, even though in total it's less than a kezayis, v'chayiv malchus, tremendous chiddush. But the chiddush is even further, because the Rambam says even bigger chiddush. The only part of the gid hanosha that is osur is a small section. The gid extends from the calf hayorech all the way down the entire leg. Okay, I'm not familiar at all with the anatomy. I'm just reading what it says over here in the Sefer Shleimin Mitzion. There's a section. The Rambam describes which section it is. There's a section that's on top of the yorech. It's a very small section, which appears to be what it says here, 4 inches on the typical animal of the shech. The calf. That is the part that is awesome. The gid, though, continues to extend much, much further down. If a person would slice out that part of the gid, that's mutter. I don't know if it's mutter, but it seems like that's not the issue. The only part of the gid hanosha that is awesome is just a a section of the gid, not the entire thing, only the part of the gid that lies upon the thigh. The majority of the gid, is permitted. So here's a very big halachic dilemma. And that is, we have a halacha that says if a person eats the gid hanosheh, and it's less than the kezayis, but it's the complete section, he's chayav malchus. Why he did beria? Question, does that mean he needs to eat the part that's not osur to make up the beria, to be chayav malchus? Or no, just eating the section alone is enough to be chayav malchus, if it's, even though it's less than the kezayis, he didn't beria. In other words, beria is a big enough chiddush to say that you chayif a gid hanosheh by just eating the gid. If you wouldn't know this halacha, you would think that you chayif malchus midin beria, you need to eat the entire organism, the entire adam. You have a sheretz, you have a bar. The whole sheretz, is totally independent. You eat the whole sheretz, chayif malchus. The gid is just one of a thousand parts of the animal. There are many different parts of the animal. So you're telling your chiddush that just taking out the entire gid and consuming it, I'm chayav malchus? That's already a chiddush. But does that mean, now in the gid itself, let's say you pull the entire gid. Of the gid, let's make up numbers, which I'm just making up these numbers. 20% of the gid is awesome in HaTorah. Because the Torah says, Asher al hayorech. The other 80% of the gid is mutter. The Rambam says, if you eat the whole gid, you chayv malchus. Why chayv malchus? Midin beria. But wait a minute, only 20% of the gid is osa. So does that mean that you need to eat the other 80%, which is mutter, in order to trigger a chayv malchus for the 20% of the gid that's an iser daraisa?
Of course, that's a barrier, otherwise it's not a barrier.
Oh, that's what you were saying.
How do you define barrier?
Oh, so how do you, so now we're going to another level. We've already gone to, we've already shattered our, at least I've shattered my impression of what barrier means. I thought barrier means you eat a whole animal. You eat the whole shirt.
We're beyond that.
So we've already shattered that error, if you want to say, or at least in this case, no, you don't need a whole. You need a dover that's awesome. A whole dover, the whole gid. The whole gid is a barrier. But wait a minute. The gid itself is not totally awesome. Only 20% of the gid is awesome. Okay, so just eat the 20%. Be chayav malchus. No. It's not a kezayis. So you can't be chayav malchus in this particular case of eating 20% of the gid because the 20% of the gid is not. Okay, so you want to get the person from malchus because it's a barrier. So does that mean to say, in order to be mechayev and malchus for eating the 20%, because it's not a kezayis, he has to eat the other portion of the gid, the other 80% of the gid that is mutter.
Yeah, probably, because sheretz also, maybe there were parts of the sheretz that really is
but the whole sheretz is also
or something. Every
part of the sheretz is also.
Yeah, but you have to eat the whole thing. Otherwise, it's not a barrier. That's
what. So that's what I would think. Yeah, right. So along comes the Rambam and he explicitly says, you don't. You don't. A shocking chiddush. A double shattering of our impression, understanding of barrier. Shocking. You don't even have to eat the part of the gid. The fairest around, so remember, eat that part. You only
barrier meaning the whole
isser,
that 20% is 100% awesome.
Unbelievable,
that's a very
a finish. Tremendous finish.
So there's a halachic barrier,
barrier. Exactly. Okay. This is a shattering concept.
Good.
Sharing us, and he writes over here the Shlomi Tzion and says like this is a chiddush you would never ever imagine on your own.
The first of all,
barrier means the whole physical living organism. Meh, the gid alone can be a barrier. Okay, but at least the whole gid, you know, you go to the textbook, go to a medical textbook. What is the gid? Oh, but only 20% of this gid is us, or 80% is mutter. Yeah, so if you have 20% has the kezayis, you chayv malchus. But if the 20% that's also doesn't have a kezayis, you're going to need to come on to the part of the gid that is mutter in order to bring upon you an issur. Think about that.
No, the issur is there anyway, but the chatzi yishir also in the Torah. So malchus. The issur is there, it's just there's no chayv malchus.
Right, so think about that hashkafically. Yeah. This is very, it's a very interesting hashkafic concept. Our havani. Our havamina would be, we all agreed upon this before we came to the read the Ramah. The havamina is that there's something called the gid is a barrier. But only 20% of the gid is us in the Torah, only the part of the gid that's al kaf hayarech. So you need to be mitzarev, a dover hamutar, in order to get you, to chap you on the dover ha'asa. So you're taking, but if you just eat the 20% and that what we thought originally, you're potter. It's not a kezias. So get me for the din of barrier. It's only 20%. That's not a barrier. So what do we need to do to get you for barrier? We need to take the 80%. Wait a minute, but the 80% is mutter. It's mutter. But now when you take the 80% that's mutter and you join to the 20% that's osur, you've created a barrier and now you're going to get malchus. Is that, think about it hashkafically. Something that's mutter is going to be used against you to give you malchus on something that you would otherwise never get? Is that a Torah hashkafa?
Heter mitzarif lisa, actually.
Heter mitzarif, you have to, what case? Heter mitzarif lisa. You have to know the case. There's mishras, where becomes, the whole thing becomes a heter lisa. Because then the taste, the flavor. That's a different case. Okay, you have to judge every single case.
It's the ultimate slippery slope. That's really what it comes
to. It's a challenging halamina to say that you have a dove that's completely mutter, totally mutter, 80% of the gear is completely mutter. You have 20% of the gear that's isadir ice. You don't have a shear. But now when I eat the 80% that's mutter, it's now going to create a nayadin, a din barrier, which now I'm going to get malukai to the 20%. That's a chiddush, because the general you know, the general hashkafa that you take away in many areas in hashkafa is the Torah is not out to get you. It's not out to get you. If 20% is osur and 80% is mutter, it's not mistaver that the Torah is going to say, oh, what's mutter is now going to be mitzarev with what's osur to chap you that you should get malkois. When the dover ha'osur itself is not enough to mechayev you malchus. If the whole gid is osur and it's less than a kezayis, okay? So it's less than a kezayis, will you be potter? But because it's a barrier, listen, you know, it's a sheretz, it's a barrier. Sheretz is osur. But the Torah very clearly said, you have a barrier, the whole gid. 20% is osur, 80% is mutter. If you eat the 20%, nothing happens to you because
maybe,
it's less than a kezayis.
Maybe 60% is osur and 40% is mutter. So you have rov already.
It seems not. It seems, from what he's writing is that the selection of gear nosha that's
tali. Because the kav, that's the main part.
Even if it's rov, who says it's mitzav? That's a whole other section about being mitzav, read by gear nosha being mitzav. But it's shemen chiddush. Yet the Rambam, what do you do with the Rambam? The Rambam over here in Maskana says no. And what he basically says, that he's medayken. The Rambam does not say that it's mamish a barrier. One little makes all the difference. He says yechayiv malchus. It's kid barrier. The reason why yechayiv malchus is not because the 20% that is also is mamish a barrier. Because it's not. It's yechayiv malchus because, as you said, it's a halachic. It's a halachic barrier.
Not kibarian.
Yes, kibarian. The Rambam's words are ha'oichel migid hanosh apnimi mimokoim where not the entire thing mimokoim sha'al hakaf loike only in that specific section. V'mochal michel boy. Oh, this is not relevant to us. Michel boy mishar hagid apnimi. Oh, you call hachitzan makim is saying makas marvish. That's the rabbi. The kama shi achilas, the kama shiur achilas kizayis. The shiur is achilas kizayis. The imochal hagid sha'al hakaf kuloi af al pi she'ein boy kizayis loike b'nei shuhu ki beria b'fnei atza. So the Rambam says b'feirush, to be chayiv malchus, all you need to eat is the entire section of the gid that's on kaf hayalech, that is osur. You do not need to eat the remainder of the gid on the other portion of the gid of the animal. And the reason why Yechayah is eating the portion that's on top of the orech is not because it itself is mamish, a physical barrier, but because this is the shleimus of the isur of gid hanosh in the animal. It's a long mishadin of kiberia.
Right.
Incredible chiddush.
Do you need witnesses for this?
Everything you need witnesses. The Malchus, of course, you need witnesses. You need
the
Malchus.
The witness is going to tell you when he sees you eating it.
That's right. The witnesses. You need two witnesses. They have to tell you, they have to warn you. It says in the Torah, Lo yorchu lo yishulas gid hanosh. You know that it's forbidden to do what you're doing now. And we're telling you this is halacha, and this is the pasuk where we learn it from. And the person has to say, I hear what you say. I know that you inform me that it is categorically forbidden, and you told me the pasuk. And anyway, lahachis, I'm going to do it.
So they have to measure.
And they watch. Then they call over the Masad Kedushin. Watch very carefully. Put on your glasses. Make sure you see. And then you go to court and you testify.
I'm wondering how evident it is which part is the illegal part and which is the illegal part.
Okay, but what do we take away?
You could have to say that any part.
What do we take away? We take away an incredible yisoid in Gid HaNoshe. There is such a thing as a beria. If you're eating the entire spectrum of the Dover Ha'osim. Commonly, beria means an organism. You have a sheretz. The whole sheretz. A physical beria. There's a lumda, the Rambam's Mefarish. There's a lumda shabriya. You have a gid hanoshe, only 20% is osa. If you eat the entire section of the gid hanoshe that is osur, it's not the whole gid. It's not the whole animal. Just that, and it's the shleimus of what is osur in this animal, a naidin, this is a longer shudin barrier. So I want to just add one nekuda, and that is, it's not for nothing that this halacha is the only halacha that exists before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, Hashem gave us a mitzvah. The Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach were given with certain unique halachos. Were given with unique halachos. And then when Matan Torah came along, there was the second edition. There was a second edition of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach when we today observe the mitzvah of l'sirtzach, it's not from the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. It's different. The Zion is in have a certain set of rules, and a different Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch of the halachos, the dinim of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach, the way they were given before Matan Torah. When Matan Torah happened, those Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach were revised with a different set of rules. Bachos haraputa. We're only chayiv for haraputa. When it comes to, let's say, an abortion, a nefesh, adam be'adam, that doesn't necessarily apply. Chiv Misa after Matan Torah. Everything, all of the Zayin Mitzvah Neinoyach that we observe in Klal Yisrael are from the Taryag Mitzvahs, not the way they were originally given. The Goyim observe it the way they were originally given, but we have a second edition of how the halachas apply. There's only one exception to that, and that is Gid HaNoshe. Gid HaNoshe, because it was not repeated, the way it was given then is the way it applies now. And that creates, I want to suggest, not just unique, but even in the lumdis, that there can be such a thing, can you apply this principle, that there can be a beria in the scope of the Isser to other areas in Halacha. Because just like the Zayin Mitzvah Neinoyach, when you hear this chiddush, what? That's not what I imagined bria. When I thought of bria, I thought of bria as in the whole sheretz. You want to tell me a chiddush? Gid HaNoshe? At least eat the whole gid. to say that the gir hanosh called a bria because you encompass the scope of the iser, that's a tremendous chiddush. Can you apply that concept? That's a chiddush.
If somebody eats like a baby chicken, very small,
yeah,
and he takes out the dam from that chicken,
oh,
and he
all the dam.
It's not kishiyu.
Oh. So that's the question. That's exactly the question I'm asking. Can you learn from gir hanoshe the din buria?
I think that's different. It says kol chelav, kol dam lo so chelav.
But let's say
any part of it.
But no, you have to have a shear. Can you?
Says the word kol. I think the Gemara would dash in the word kol.
But you need malke malkus in the kazayis. Chas shosim in atar. But it said, but there's a din of achila. That's what I'm trying to ask without an answer. Is can you say that since this is what we're living over here? Is it true? Chas shosim in atar. But it's like chayv malkus. Don't chayv karis in the mashu of chametz. So that's the question. We have over here a tremendous chiddush in the din of bria that I think none of us would ever appreciate. What?
Can you eat a part of a sheretz?
Yes. No. Chatzi shir osur min hatoyer. Osur. Achiv malkois, you need a kezayis.
Isn't that part of the reason why frozen strawberries and because you don't have a full sheretz there?
You have to combine that with many other things. That alone is not enough.
That's a sniff.
It's a sniff with other factors. It's not in, if you know as a fact, we're serving today for lunch chatzi sheretz.
That's what you're getting when you're getting your frozen
strawberries. Also, you want to say, I don't even know if there's a sheretz. So there's no sheretz. I don't see any shrotzim. And if there's a sheretz, it's not. Okay, so then it's a sniff. But in and of itself, chatzi sheretz also in a Torah. You're not allowed to do that.
So they're going on the kashrus, is that there's not a bad idea?
That's part of it, yeah. That's definitely part of it. Okay, everybody sign.